This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Going to the Show, and I'm just a regular guy. Well, today we got Glass. It's the part three of the surprise trilogy that we didn't even know at a part two until the final minute of what is now the part two of what is now something you can call in total the M. Night Shyamalan Unbreakable Split Glass trilogy. It all started 19 years ago with Unbreakable. The story of Bruce Willis is David Dunn, the unbreakable guy, the only survivor of a train wreck who discovers he can't get hurt and that he might have superpowers when he comes in contact with Samuel L. Jackson as Elijah, a psycho nutcase comic book expert who is very breakable. That's why they call him Glass. And this guy believes that superheroes are real, okay? It was a very thought-provoking movie, and you thought, okay, that was that. Because it was. It was a long time ago. Then, a couple, 3 years ago, M. Night makes this movie Split, where James McAvoy is Kevin, a guy with 24 personalities, including a very super strong evil kidnapper and murderer guy called The Beast. It was a creepy movie. It was very good. But in the end, all of a sudden, Willis's Dunn suddenly shows up. It was a total what climax. So now we got the sequel to that. It's called Glass. Now, Dunn is a vigilante at this point. Kevin and friends, they're called the Horde. And Glass is in a high-security mental institution. But then Dunn and the Horde both get arrested. They get thrown into the same clink with Glass. And they're put under the care of a shrink, played by Sarah Paulson, who specializes in treating delusions of grandeur. And she says, you guys ain't super at all. You just think you are. So the movie becomes very talky. There's encounter sessions, therapy, this and that, ruminations on superheroes and comic books and limited editions and origin stories and whatnot. And you think it's all building to some kind of spectacular blowout climax, right? That is what we know. But being a pretty low-budget movie, instead of action spread out all over the world, or at least Philadelphia, this takes place in a hospital parking lot. Anything else I say is a plot spoiler, so I'll shut up. But I will say this. McAvoy is once again off of the charts with all of the personality shifting. It's, again, a very nutty and crazy great performance that should get awards, but it never will. So, look, if you're into Unbreakable and if you're into Split, you'll probably want to see this because, well, you know, you probably just want to see it. But if you're new to all this trilogy stuff, at this point, I just say watch Split and leave it at that. This one is called Glass. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Get those at 93XRT.com. You can get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.